Well, as we roll into this new year, you know, I don't know how long you call it a new year. A couple weeks anyway, I suppose. As you roll into the new year, you see that we're talking inflation. We're talking the price of gas and groceries and everything else. And, of course, that has people paying closer attention to how much money they're making, how their savings are being protected. Tom Colson here is the owner of Liberty Coin Service, joining me here on the program as he does every so often. Tom, good to have you back. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Happy New Year, Steve. Thank you.
And as you look at commodities, of course, you specialize in gold, silver, platinum, collectible coins, collectible paper money, all those sorts of things. But where are we with gold and silver? How are those things starting off January?
Well, gold is around $1,820 an ounce. Silver, just a little bit north of $23 right now. So they're still trading in that range they've been trading in over the last couple of months, but it's getting towards the upper end of that range. So we're starting to see a little bit more price building, I guess is what I'd say.
Right. So it's been reasonably steady for the last 10 or 12 weeks, but here we are, and it's starting to edge to the higher end of that continuum, if you will. One of the things we tell people here on the program, Tom, is if you've got a treasure and you don't know what it's worth, coins, folding money, stuff you inherited, something you bought at the flea market or just found somewhere, whatever it may be, you're the guy who can figure out how much that stuff might be worth. You're kind of an expert, Tom. You're kind of you're like a history professor, and I like that about you. And we've got a number of things here I'd like to go through because I find them fascinating. Things that you pulled from your own collection, right?
Yes. Yeah, these are mine, and they all have a Michigan-related theme.
All right. Well, let's talk about that Michigan-related theme. Let's start with, and these are fairly common. We're going to start with a Detroit Bank $5 note issued October 24th, 1806, I'm told. Tell me about what we're looking at here, and for the people on the radio, describe it, because until I went to your shop, I didn't even realize that cities and municipalities and places issued their own currencies from time to time, but I think that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, up until the Civil War, the United States didn't have a strong treasury. They didn't produce notes for general use around the country. So in places like Michigan, which would have been the frontier back in 1806, banks would spring up that were private, and they would issue their own notes. And that's what this note is here. It's the Detroit Bank $5 note. The interesting thing here about this particular note is it's signed by Augustus Woodward, who, if you've done the classic card through Woodward Avenue, you know that name is a big name in Detroit, and that's who Woodward Avenue is named after.
So this would have been true all over the country, though. It would have been true in Detroit, and other major cities might have issued their own currencies, be it San Francisco or New York or whoever, right?
Yep, there's thousands of notes like this around the country that you can collect, and a lot of them are very beautiful. This happened up until around the Civil War period. So from around 1800 to 1850, there is a lot of activity in issuing these kind of notes.
All right, let's talk about one of those very artistic notes. I mean, a lot of artisan work went into these. This is from the small city of Adrian. There was an insurance company there. This is a note from, I guess, around the 1850s. Tell me about this.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful note here. You got a nice pastoral scene. The guy on his horse overseeing looks like some farming there. Got an Indian off to the left there. So just a beautiful note. This is a great example of the artistic work that you can find on a lot of these notes. And they're not all that expensive either. If you decide you wanted to collect something like this, a lot of these notes you can buy for $25 to $100.
Really? There's that many of them?
They're expensive. They're beautiful examples, yes. And, you know, you can collect them from all kinds of localities throughout Michigan or the United States.
It's fascinating, actually. All right, so the next note is from Lansing, Michigan, the state capital. But it's not really a treasury note, it doesn't, because this is World War I era, 1917. What am I looking at? What is this? Describe this for the folks.
Well, this is an advertising note, and it's mocked up basically to look like a silver certificate of the time period. It's got the Black Eagle, which is the silver certificate design that they were using around World War I. And this is just called the Dollar Day Bargain Festival, which a group of Lansing merchants would have issued these notes to advertise that they were having a sale. Might have actually been able to use this for something with the merchants in the sale. But this is actually a fairly scarce note. You don't see too many of these advertising pieces. Something like this is pretty collectible for local people in the Lansing area. And, you know, a note like this might bring $100, $150, depending on the condition.
Wow.
But just an interesting local. Yeah.
It is interesting. I find it fascinating all these towns did this. All right, so the next note is from the city of Owosso, Michigan. It is worth 50 cents. So even smaller towns got in on this game.
Yep, this is another era where there was a lack of federal money available. This is during the Depression, 1933, and because there were the bank holidays and people didn't have a lot of access to U.S. currency, a lot of cities would you issue their own notes, and you could use these to pay for tax bills or that sort of thing, and then merchants would accept them to also facilitate commerce, but then they could pay their tax bills with the city using these notes. But these are also another area that are very collectible amongst people as well.
Absolutely. And the last one's a Mackinac Bridge note. The Mackinac Bridge opened, 1957, something like that. What is this? This looks a lot newer, but it's interesting.
Well, this is a crossing pass that you was issued when you crossed the Mackinac Bridge on the 50th anniversary. This is another thing that I collect is Mackinac Bridge memorabilia. So this is something that I got when I personally crossed the bridge on the 50th anniversary. And it's something I'm looking for. They issued a ticket like this the first day the bridge was open on November 1st, 1957. So if anybody has one of those out there, I'm very interested in acquiring one of those. But just another area that you can collect for Michigan-related stuff is very interesting.
And there you have it, Liberty Coin Service. You can find out more by looking him up online. Tom Colson, always an expert on local monetary and money and national, international, 2,000-year-old coins I bought at his shop, everything in between. Look it up. It's Liberty Coin Service. You might have a treasure. You don't even realize it. Tom Colson, thank you as always, my friend.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. It's just always a walk down history, through history. I'll be right back.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.